Son, I never knew what it meant to carry a little life within me until you were born. You came to this world and gave me so many experiences that have been truly unique and unforgettable. I love you, and I know that God created you for a higher purpose, for a higher reason. I've always told you that you are a leader and not a follower. You were born a king, and you remain a king. You'll be the head and never the tail. And every tongue that rises against you shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. I am proud of you, son. I've seen you grow. I've seen you develop into a young man that I truly admire. I love you, son, with all my heart. And thank you for being there for me and your sister. We've shared good times, we've shared bad times. But one thing, we've always remained together. I know the future has many things in store for you, many great things. I love you, son.
My grandson, Shiloh Russ Millions. Oh my God, where do I start? I am a proud, happy, contented grandmother. You are my first grandchild. You have never, ever not taken the best care of me. And I'm talking about emotionally and also practically. If my head hurts, you want to know why. Why? Yeah? I love you because you are not just my grandson, but you are a unique person. I'm just going to list some of the qualities about you that I love. One, your selflessness. Your selflessness. Two, your ambition. Three, you are a trier and you succeed many, many, many obstacles because you don't give up. You have set the pace for the rest of my grandchildren. You have set the pace. I thank you very, very much for the privilege and the honor of being your grandmother. I want you to continue putting God first. I love that about you. You put God first. Thank you very much for being you. Thank you for your love to your family and other people. Thank you for being a trendsetter for young people. Thank you, my dear grandson. Love you, love you, love you like cooked food.